Canada Interview Night 2015.
Policy Coordinator.
And now we go over to Michael Brennan, who will be interviewing over the next six-minute period the two candidates who have joined us for this first candidate, Chris Roll and Henry Hale.
Hello, Chris and Henry. So my very first question is, as succinctly as possible, can you describe the role of NUS delegate for anyone who's a bit unsure on what it is?
Do you want me to go first?
Chris, can you go first, please?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So the role of NUS delegate is basically to attend the NUS conference, which is a three-day national conference, sort of like the NUS's AGM at the end of April this year. So whoever gets voted in this year will attend at the end of this April. They attend the conference and vote on the motions by sort of ballot paper, and the majority passes it. So they vote on things such as the NUS executive team as well as the NEC.
Henry, do you have anything to add to that very thorough description?
That's a very thorough description, to be fair. The only thing I could really say is that we put motions forward next week.
Yep.
Two weeks' time.
Yeah.
As a group with four delegates and Sam McGuire. So
okay.
That's our motions.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. So starting with Henry this time, what experience do you have that you think would make you an effective NUS delegate?
I'd say the experience that I have is mainly sort of university societies, right, on like sort of committees and things like that. I have a lot of sort of team experience, but the thing is I don't feel like I have the experience like solely for NUS. This is a really bad thing to say right now.
No, go on.
But I mean, like, I don't feel like you can have the experience of the NUS unless you've actually been to the NUS conference itself. It's quite a big conference. There's going to be a lot of people there, and that's why it's so important for me.
I think that, well, in terms of my experience, I attended last year as an observer, and actually spoke at one of the talks as an expert on student media for the NUS, which was interesting. So I've been to the NUS, I've attended, I've seen how it works, and also in terms of representing students' views, that's what I do day-to-day as student activities officer, that's what I do as my job. So I'm good at going out and talking to people and finding out what they want, finding out their views, and then being able to act on them. I've also got connections within the US, NUS, and other institutions that can help us sort of talk about the motions that are being proposed and the motions that we'll be proposing as well.
Right, so it seems to be a role which has many aspects to it. If you're going to pick out one, the most important aspect of the role of NUS delegate, what do you think it would be? Starting with you, Chris, please.
I think it's all about representation. I mean, the way it works currently is that we go as five delegates and vote as those five representatives from York. So we have to represent York's student voice. And there's 15,000 students at York. I think that's a little bit broken. I would like to see the one member, one vote system that we'll be proposing taken to with the NUS. So at least that we'll be able to vote. All students that are registered with the NUS will be able to vote on the executive team that represents students. So the president of the NUS, because that's a big thing this year, because it's not going to be the incumbent. So I think that's one of the big things, is representation, because it's quite hard with only five people.
Henry?
To be honest, I agree. The cooperation is very important as well. We've got to agree on what we want to do, otherwise we can't really be the kid at the back of our class with his arms crossed saying, I don't want to do this.
Right.
It's not going to help if you're going to sort of, if you're just going to say no to everything that's being put across. Mm-hmm.
In the interest of cooperation, I'd agree.
There we go, perfect.
The one member, one vote system is quite important as well. That was being brought forward last year as well. Yeah. And that's also very important for the four of us to actually be able to put that across.
Right. At the end of the last academic year, there was a referendum over whether USU should even be part of the NUS, and the No campaign did lose, but it did attract a lot of support. So how would that inform how you would approach this role which links the York student body to the NUS, starting with Henry, please?
So can you repeat that for me?
So we had the referendum last year.
Yep.
There was a strong No campaign, although it did lose. How would it inform the way you act the role, knowing that there was a lot of voters who voted to even leave the NUS from York?
I think it's quite important because, like, in my manifesto that it says, I think to change the attitudes of the students, you need to change the NUS itself. I've said clearly that I'm very realistic in how this is put across. I'm one person. There's one person out of many delegates across the country. But this is quite important because I feel that if you go onto Google itself, this is a bit of a weird example, but if you type in NUS into Google, it comes up with Card Discount Amazon and Pizza Express.
Yeah.
I don't think that's not great, really, to be honest. I want 10% off at Pizza Express. It's not really a union thing, is it? Let's be honest.
And Chris?
I think that, there is a strong contingent of students here that disagree with the NUS. Ultimately, we voted to be affiliated, and I think that we just need to make sure that whatever motions are proposed, we're consulting with our students on, so that they're having their say, so that they can change the NUS from within. So whatever motions are proposed, we talk to the students, find out what they want to vote on, how they want us to vote, and doing that. I think that's the best way we can sort of work with people who are dissatisfied with the NUS.
Okay, thank you very much for coming in, Chris and Henry.
No worries.
Thank you very much.
On air. On air. Online.
On demand.
York Uni's student radio station.
U-R-Y.
Your union.
Your questions.
Your candidate tonight.